Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, hello. Hello, everybody. See, McDonald's is actually, the fast food thing is just really crazy right now because of how much everything is. So McDonald's made an announcement now that they're going to knock down prices even more and bring more value to their meals because everything's pretty expensive, at all fast foods. But they follow each other. So what they're saying now, the economists, they're saying that what's going to happen when they do that, then all the other places will follow suit. And so they'll
all kind of piggyback off each other. I did see a commercial the other day for $3 value items at Taco Bell.
Yes.
And I mean, honestly, like it came across the screen. I was like, huh. But I mean, the last time I went to Taco Bell, which was probably over the summer.
Okay.
It was really expensive.
Yeah. It sucks. I mean,
maybe it was just what I was ordering, or maybe it was just because I don't know, but I was like dang, what happened to like 49 cent tacos?
I know. It's everything's just nuts. So that's going to happen right now. And they did it. And I keep seeing this. I don't know if you see it as well, but Domino's is doing this like $9.99 anything pizza. So you can have any size, whatever you want on it. And then they put all these influencers on there. I'm so tempted to go get that thing. Because they're putting like cream cheese and all this stuff on it. I'm like, I'm not going to do it.
I love how you're launching the opening of the show with fat talk. You're like right out of the gate.
Usually, at least you said you love it.
Like, usually we kind of woo the audience a little bit before we just go right into like, well, another thing with McDonald's. You're like, what is this? The fast food podcast?
Yes, it is, Molly.
Do you even need me?
No,
I can't
I don't.
Even tell you the last time I
no,
ate
I
fast
don't.
Food.
Well, so what? We talk about food and no, I don't. If you want to just sit there and listen and I'll rant, that's fine with me. That's absolutely fine with me. I have some job opportunities for you people out there that came out that involves food. So stick around for that. Also, on Monday's podcast, we're going to have Employee of the Month. And after that little outburst, that Employee of the Month thing may change a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because team players are very important. Team players are so important when it comes to being a part of a team. Uh-huh. That comes out on Monday. And it's Friday the 13th. Fun.
I know. I love it.
I have an appointment today.
What's your appointment?
I have to get like a CT scan.
You go to the doctor more than any six people I know. Seriously.
That's all right. That's okay. Is this what the podcast is going to be about? You just bitching at me about what I'm doing?
No.
I think it is. But anyway, you asked what I was doing and I told you it's a CT scan. And the reason why is because back when I was younger, I had pneumonia. And it put me in the hospital and it put a scar on my lung. So now the doctors think it's cancer all the time. So every year I have to go do this CAT scan. And I told the lady that I didn't want to do it on Friday the 13th. And she said, why? I said, because it's Friday the 13th. And she said, that doesn't matter. That's nothing. And I'm like, for a superstitious person, it is.
You're like, listen, science, don't come at me with all your logical thinking. I'm coming at you as a completely superstitious individual, and I'm not alone.
Uh-huh. I mean, think about it. It's Friday the 13th. I mean, I'm not suspicious. What do you call it? Superstitious, like for Friday the 13th type stuff. But it just did seem like a day that I shouldn't get something done that involves something with the word cancer.
I'm with you. I'm superstitious enough too, where I would be like, can we make it for like the Thursday before or like the Monday after?
I know.
Did you reschedule it then? It doesn't have to be this Friday.
No, I just said, I mean, she shamed me to the point that I felt foolish. And so I said, okay. So get ready.
Oh man.
You know how sometimes everything's just going so well and it takes one thing like that. You're like, I'm on top of the world. And then they go, you got 3 months to live.
You're like, wait, what?
You know,
I have wasted so much time.
So there's that. All right, we got to motivate. What do we have here? I'm sorry, we're motivating with that.
I think what we have left is
the chili.
Because no, we did. Pardon? The chili with raisins.
Yeah, chili with raisins. Oh, that sounds awful.
Pull up a spoon.
All right, let's motivate. Here we go. Here we go.
Hey, party crashers. You know how Molly goes to the grocery store every single day? Like, the food at the house is going to expire in 6 hours if she doesn't go restock. But there's actually a lesson there. Success works the same way. You don't show up once and call it good. You show up every day. Grab what you need, do the work, and keep moving. One trip won't change your life, but showing up daily, that's how things get built. So today, go make your trip. Just maybe don't go to the grocery store as often as Molly.
Hey.
There you go.
Really cool.
I hope that motivates you guys to a point.
I love it. That's really cool. That's funny.
Yeah.
I do love me some grocery store runs.
What is the deal with
you? You say this and it's on my list of things to do today.
Yeah, I know. I know. Me too. I go. I've kind of toned it down. I don't go nearly every day. Now I double down. Well, the other day, Wylene had me out running to go do some stuff. Well, there's a family fair on 108th and Q, and it's leaving, right? So everything's 50% off.
Excellent.
Yes. And so I went there, and it wasn't like there was a bunch of stuff because everybody just kept grabbing things, you know? But what I'd noticed that everything that's gluten-free for the most part is still there. And that says a lot. That says that, you know what? Gluten-free, it's super expensive. We all know that. But nobody wants it. So not even at 50% off. So I went twice. I went and grabbed stuff, and then I went again to grab things. And I just got burned out.
What kind of gluten-free items do they have that are like shelf-stable? Like cookies and stuff? Bread? Oh.
Bread.
Do you just freeze it then?
Yeah, it's frozen. So we get that because of the fact that we have those pool parties. And so then that's the one thing. I mean, when you're providing buns that cost, you know, $9 for one pack, it gets expensive. So I ended up getting those at 70% off. So now my freezer is full of things I don't like. And gluten-free is one of them.
Listen, that's... It's called being part of a partnership, my friend. I also have a fridge full of stuff where I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the groceries I buy, 90% of the groceries I buy are not for me.
Yeah.
Like today, I'm going to go buy pork chops.
Okay.
I don't eat pork chops. My husband loves them. Absolutely loves them.
Yeah.
And he'll grill them up.
So do I.
And you know what? They're just for him. The kids don't even eat them.
Well, why don't... That's a funny thing. I know other people, other women like pork chops, but I'm in the same boat with Peter, because I would ask her every day, do you want a pork chop? Because to do a switch up, and she doesn't ever want pork. I don't get it. I'm just going to have to start eating it myself.
I like pork tenderloin.
You know.
This is the thing. I like the occasional pork chop. It's fine. He would eat pork chops every single day if I let him.
Does he eat them with like sauces and stuff or...
Pork chops and applesauce, friend.
No, he does not.
It's like we're getting low on applesauce. And I was like, well, maybe that's a sign that you've had one too many pork chops.
Oh, my God. No, he does not. That is just the pork chops and applesauce.
Pork chops and applesauce.
You're kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
The only
me.
Other person I knew who eats it like that is my own father.
Okay.
I'm like, is it just an Irish guy thing where they're like, you know what we've got to have?
I thought it was an old man thing is what I thought, but
it's a good combo. So I make this in the fall. I make this recipe. He doesn't like it. He says it's too fancy. And I said, well, too bad. That's how I like to eat pork chops. So it's pork chops. And I make this like apple, Dijon mustard, like onion kind of sauce gravy type of thing with it. It's sweet and got some savory and it's all this stuff. And he's just like, why even waste it? But I love the taste of apples with pork chops. There's a reason why they put those two together. They are a very good combination.
Okay. Yeah. I don't do that. So.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of like it brings out the sweetness in the pork chop. It's really lovely.
I just don't like cooked fruit for some reason. We're not a cooked fruit household.
I don't, I mean, I
you eat boil them or something or
raw. No, you saute them.
Okay.
So you slice them up and then like, there's like butter and like all this stuff. Like you saute them. It cooks down with the meat. So it gets like meat juices in there. It's now really delicious.
Now I get to bitch at you about talking about food.
Right. It's my turn now. Only I'm not talking about McDonald's. I'm talking about a homemade meal.
Hey, that's homemade for a lot of people. So there you go.
It's not homemade for anyone. Yes. It's dinner for a lot of people,
yes,
but
it is.
It's not homemade.
Yes, it's not. Well, now I want pork chops and applesauce.
There you go.
Yeah. I figured that's what you got when you went to an old folks home, but, I don't know, but
you know what? You live that long, good. You know, the good combinations. So yeah. don't run down those old people. They're like, listen, I've lived long enough to know that this tastes great together.
Okay. All right. That's on the menu for this weekend. Pork chops and applesauce. All right. Those jobs I was telling you about. All right. Looks like one of them is Wendy's. They're hiring a chief tasting officer for $100K.
Really?
Yes. $100K. So basically, it's, you know, you got to post stuff. You just need a mouth and a pulse for the most part. But it requires a little travel. They said the candidate might work from places like their local Wendy's restaurant or even their couch. So there you go.
I can do that.
I think, I remember you said that, you know, these fast food places follow each other. You got till the 30th to apply for that, the 30th of March.
Okay.
So I don't know how you do it. You submit a video. I guess you just put all your Wendy's gear on and act like a clown and just eat a bunch of Wendy's. Don't know.
Are you applying?
No. Maybe I am, Molly.
I was going to say, you're missing an opportunity.
Well, here's another opportunity. It's Hidden Valley Ranch. They're also hiring a ranch ambassador.
It's going to come from Nebraska.
Yes.
Feel it in our bones.
Yes, it is.
They know anything. They know that they should do their headhunting here.
Yeah. So here's their advertisement for this position.
Do you eat ranch? Dream in ranch? Live for ranch? Then we've got a job for you. Hi, I'm Chief Ranch Officer here at Hidden Valley. This summer, in honor of America's 250th birthday, we're hiring our first ever ranch ambassadors to spread the flavor of America, ranch, all around the globe. Picture this, summer, Europe, you and a suitcase filled with ranch. Sound too good to be true? Well, as they say in France, au contraire. You'll apply as a team, and if hired, we'll send you on an all-expense-paid trip, spreading the flavor of America, ranch, abroad, and capturing your content along the way. Just imagine the expressions when you introduce them to ranch and fries, pizza, fish and chips, escargot. Mmm. To learn more, visit our site. And remember, the flavor of America is in your hands.
That's awesome. And I want that woman's sweater.
It's a ranch
sweater. With all the
sweater.
Ranch bottles on it, I would wear that in a heartbeat. Be like, hi.
Think
coming
about
to your
that.
Party, wear my ranch sweatshirt.
So they're hiring teams. If you got a buddy, a wife, a husband, whatever, you'll be going in teams. And basically, you're going to get all of Europe to hate you.
No kidding. Like, Europeans are like, what? Bring your horrible American sauce someplace else. The minute you try to put that on pizza in Italy, it's going to be a international incident.
Is it really? Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Then they have the eagle flying through.
With a bottle of ranch in its claws. That was a fun commercial.
Wasn't that a funny commercial?
Yeah.
I'm glad they did that. I think Wendy should have done the same thing, to be honest with you, when they, you know, did their thing. It's less reading for me. I can just watch and laugh. I did think about, you know, I did think about applying for that. But I'm not that outgoing to go. And there's no salary involved, I don't think. There must be something. But you get to travel for free. I'm guessing they cover your expenses. So yeah,
sure, they'll put you up, and you know, I mean, They're not. I mean, that'll be.
You'll be wearing that sweater.
I would not be.
You're not just going to be walking around and driving the Wienermobile. You'll be dressed like a wiener. You'll be dressed like a bottle of ranch, probably, and you'll be walking around going,
"Hi, you." I don't know if
they
make you dress like a bottle of ranch, but I do hope it comes with that sweater. I want that sweater. Where'd she get that? They must have made it special for the commercial.
Probably order it online. I don't know.
I wonder if they've got a, they probably do have a merch store. I wonder if they sell the sweater at the merch store.
Oh, I never even, listen to me, like I, of course I never thought of that. I don't even eat
I didn't ranch. Until just this moment, until you showed me the ranch sweater. Now all of a sudden I'm like, the wheels are turning. I'm like,
yeah, I think, but you don't even like ranch. Oh my God, they do have a shop. Yes, the Hidden Valley Ranch has a shop like we do.
They have to.
Yeah. They got hats. They got bucket hats. They got hoodies that say ranch. They've got it all, Molly. Ranch. I don't see the sweater, though.
Not the sweater, though?
I'm just not a ranch person as much. You know, they got coolers. They got a mug. We need mugs. Do we need mugs in our merch store? What do you think?
We could have mugs.
Do people buy mugs? I don't know. Let us know, people.
Mugs are like one of those things that you're gifted. I don't know about buying a mug.
Okay.
Somebody gives you a mug, like... Number one dad, you know what I'm saying? Or
yeah.
Like you work someplace.
I use
and
one
that's
mug.
One of the gifts. They give you mugs.
Yeah, I just,
you
know, we have like, tons of mugs, but I don't use them. I mean, we use just one mug. I just use one mug. That's it.
I just have like the nice mugs that we got like when we got married.
Okay. All right.
Well, but like I don't.
20 years ago, someone gave you mugs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. By the way, if you're watching, Molly's wearing a Party Crasher hat. I'm wearing a Do Yourself Good shirt, and you can get it at the merch store. We just relaunched that thing. By the way, I want to add baby clothes. I want baby party, baby Molly, something.
Oh, my God.
My in-laws are asking for Camila, who's three. I believe she's three. Hoping I didn't get that wrong. If there's baby clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So we should do baby clothes in the merch store at bigpartyshow.com.
Get your kid in Party Crasher gear.
Yeah.
My baby's a Party Crasher. Yeah. Your baby did crash the party. And now there's no more party.
Yeah. There's
while
no
you
more.
Have a baby. You're in the bunker now. Baby crap. Speaking of exhausted,
yeah,
I didn't even have to have a baby to be exhausted. I slept 12 hours.
Did you really?
12. 12.
Have you not hours. Been napping? Molly just started a new gig and she's working. What are your hours again? Monday, Wednesday,
I get up
Friday.
At 2:30 in the morning.
2:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. That was worse than the schedule we had before.
Yeah.
And then, and you're off at like noon or something like that, right?
Right.
And then what do you do after that?
Run around, do errands. I gotta, you know, I mean.
Yeah, do stuff. Yeah.
Grocery store.
Do you
still gotta go
do
to
you
the
nap?
Grocery store.
You go to the grocery store.
I'll catch a nap. But the big thing is that I need to go to bed at like 7. And
oh
this week it's been a real challenge because of the time change. Because I'm going to bed at 7, but it's really 6.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Like I'm just like tossing and turning and I'm sitting there and I'm just like staring into the dark, not even the dark because the sun's still out. And I couldn't get to sleep and then I couldn't stay asleep. So I've been getting really bad sleep this week. So yesterday after I worked, I had some errands to run and then I came home. I was home at about, 4 and I was like, oh, I'll just lay down real quick. And I woke up at like 8:30 and then I went to bed. Like I brushed my teeth, I changed into pajamas and I went to bed and then slept until like 7 o'clock this morning.
How'd you feel?
Oh my God. I woke up. I was like, I mean, I feel rested finally.
Okay.
Like I didn't realize how tired I was. You know what I mean? Like You don't realize how
builds
tired
up.
You are.
I think it builds
but
up.
It is. It's like cumulative. But it was so funny because I was like, Peter, why did you let me like mom's dead? Don't roused mom. Did he check on you? This morning. Yeah. I saw my daughter this morning and she's like, how'd you sleep? I was like, how bad is that?
That's bad.
Like, she's like, sleep okay? And I was like, this job is killing me. Like, I am like, literally, like, my kids are just like, she is home, but she's sleepy.
Hence the reason why we need to sell more merch.
We need to sell more merch so I don't have to get up at 2:30 in the morning. Please and thank you. On behalf of my family and my sleep schedule, I implore you and thank you.
Yes. It's all up there. We got I'm adding ask me about my dog.
Excellent.
I'm adding that because Molly has asked me about my cat. I have two different shirts up there for that. Carpool Queens in there. Party Crasher gear, of course, all kinds of stuff like that. And then and at the bottom of the merch store at bigpartyshow.com, there's a little form down there. And if you have any ideas or want us just to make something for you, I guess, if you're looking something, we can do it.
Like a suggestion box, even.
We're handling all of that in-house from here on out. Now you don't get a discount, Molly. So
no, and neither do you.
neither do I.
We don't get discounts. I got to remember to pack my "Ask Me About Your My Cat" T-shirt.
Yes, I'm telling you, it works. The Employee of the Month shirts, the two most popular shirts that gets people talking, is "Ask Me About My Cat" and the Employee of the Month. Isn't that crazy? That's the most important, not important, but the most popular merch we have there.
It engages a lot of people.
Yes.
I mean, people see it and they're like, I do want to ask you about your cat. Like, well,
there you go.
Buckle up.
Maybe we should do a whole line of "Ask Me About Blank."
Ask me about my fish.
Ask me about my gerbil. Maybe we should do a whole line of ask me's.
We could do "Ask Me About My Baby." Yeah. Ask me about my baby.
Ask me about my wife.
Let me show you 75 pictures.
Yes.
I get an "Ask Me About My Fish" t-shirt just because nobody ever wants to know how your fish is. People are like, can you even call that a pet? You're like, yeah.
Okay.
My nephew had a fish for the longest time. It was a beta, and his name was Apple.
Oh, cool name.
He was just so cute.
Really?
So, I mean, talk about it. Like, ask me about my fish. You're like, well, Apple. And Apple would build bubbles. They do this bubble nest thing.
What is that? I thought it was like a disease. So, okay.
No.
Okay.
So when they're like date or courting somebody.
Uh-huh.
So there was this mirror that you could put in. An apple would see himself and he would think it was another fish. And so he would be like, hey, you want to go on a date? Hold on a second. Let me build my little bubble nest for us to sojourn back to. And so that's why they would do it. But my sister would sometimes forget and leave the mirror in there. And he would like exhaust himself building bubbles because this fish would never come because it was him.
Oh my God. Fish are dumb.
So like the whole top would be bubbles and Apple would be like, I need more bubbles. Do you need me to blow before you come over?
See, there you go. Ask me about my fish. You can tell that story.
Ask me about my fish. I just told you a story. Yes. Ask me about my fish.
Yes, we're going to start a line. We were going to start a who farted line, but I think that's.
Ask me about my fish.
Ask me about my whatever shirts. There's a whole lot.
Yeah, Apple would build these bubbles. Because I came over once and I was like, what's up with all the bubbles? She's like, oh, I left the mirror in.
That's pretty funny.
Like, poor Apple. Apple's like, nobody loves me.
Yeah, that poor thing. God, that is hilarious. I didn't know they did that. That's what they did.
I didn't either. I mean, it wasn't until she told me and I was like, oh.
What is about the AQ bosses? What is that?
So this is a new thing that employers are looking at, and they are trying to figure out if you have like an adjustment quotient. Like it's basically the idea that how good are you at pivoting? If somebody threw you a curveball, would you be able to think on your feet, or are you one of those employees where it's like, I just do my job I stay within my parameters. More and more employers are looking for people that are inventive thinkers, that if you suddenly say, like, the Johnson report's completely been changed, she no longer wants blue, he wants red, that you're not like, what? That you're okay. Like, let's do this. Yep. Okay. We're going to do red. Like, that is something that employers now are seeking. They're like testing people for it in job.
That makes sense. I would, if I was an employer, that's what I would want.
Right.
You know, because the opposite is just what is that? It's like a mime. It's like a robot that just goes, okay, never, always has to ask questions about their job and stuff like that. Yeah, I would definitely want that.
Well, I mean, so that's the thing, is that they're trying to do this, you know, whether it's like action behavior. I mean, they're looking for all sorts of people to be flexible.
Okay.
You know, and it's becoming more and more something that jobs are looking for, I think, as they move forward and they realize the ever changing landscape of, you know, what it looks like. Like, if COVID taught us anything, we all needed to learn in real time quickly how to do our jobs remotely. And then just all of the hiccups that came with entire world being shut down. Well, you know, I mean, okay, so if you're so, you know, strict with yourself that you can't adjust for that, then that's something that employers are like, I don't know if that's the best fit.
Working somewhere else, probably. Probably make more money if you're that type of person. It's funny, I was just going through my phone, deleting a ton of photos from the past.
Just
a ton. It's amazing how many photos I have. I have like 5,000 photos on this phone. And so I'm clearing it out. And the funny thing is that I got to the point of COVID and all the photos, even including you. I have photos of you with wearing your mask. Everyone's wearing masks. I can't believe, I mean, we're traveling and we're wearing masks. It's such a surreal thing to look at. That we all had to go through. I guess that's one thing that we all had in common. That's for sure. Everyone was wearing masks.
It's just so wild to think about, like, the, you know, the varying degrees. Like, there was a point where we were wearing masks even outside. Like, we were all on lockdown. But like those early days, like, I remember when it first happened in March, nobody even went out. And then it got to the point where they're like, okay, even when you're outdoors, stay 6 feet apart and be masked.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it's so wild. Like, when you watch the evolution of like them learning about,
COVID,
the virus.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, okay, so now if you're outside, you probably don't need to be masked, but still stay away from one another. Cause we have pictures of like the kids out for walks. Like, we would take walks around the neighborhood just to get some fresh air, and they would be wearing masks as they're walking down the street.
I know. Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
It was such a weird time. And as I'm deleting photos, I'm like, I got to keep these photos.
Yeah. It's like a time machine. Uh-huh. I mean, it's like a time capsule snapshot.
And also, it's, remember how many, I mean, cause I still run into the masks in the house. Cause we had them in drawers and we bought them in bulk, and I have gallons. I mean, gallons of like this cleaner. That I had bought because they told you had to clean.
Like,
so I have gallons. I have tons of masks. So what I'm basically asking you is, do you want to buy any of this stuff?
Hey, put it on sale on our merch. We still have masks in the house. Peter will wear it when he's taking public transportation.
He does. Okay. That makes sense.
It's like Wild West. Yeah.
You never know. I mean, I see people wearing them in Walmart still. I figured they don't want to get sick or their immune system.
See people wearing them in airports.
Yes.
I know people that are completely healthy, fine, and they're still like, I don't think I'll ever not wear it on a plane after everything we learned about shared air and all this stuff, and all it takes is somebody 15 rows ahead of you to cough and have whatever, and like everybody on the plane now has the flu. I mean, it is wild when you learn about respiratory
issues spread. And stuff like that.
Yeah. And then suddenly you're like, why wouldn't I wear a mask?
Oh, you know what? I mean, I'm Flying in June, I'm wearing a mask. I never even
thought. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't even care. I'm going to have a shirt on.
You're not going to be alone.
I'll have a shirt that says, ask me about my mask.
Somebody's like, no, thanks. I don't want to have that conversation. I'm going to go talk to that lady about a fish.
Yeah.
As weird as that conversation is going to be, it's got to be better than why you're wearing a mask.
Yeah. So anyway, I digress, of course. But yeah, that's what I ended up rolling through. It was just like a time machine, a weird thing. But people, maybe you should try planning or training yourself to be that more of a person that Molly was talking about that companies are wanting to hire.
Yeah, be more. It's the adaptability quotient.
Okay.
How adaptable are you?
I mean, during these times, you gotta do whatever it takes to try to, keep going, moving forward, for sure. You want to get motivated one more time before we wrap it up, Molly, on Friday the 13th?
The 13th.
Hey, party crashers. You know how Molly goes to the grocery store every single day? Like, the food at the house is going to expire in 6 hours if she doesn't go restock. But there's actually a lesson there. Success works the same way. You don't show up once and call it good. You show up every day.
Every
day. Grab what you need, do the work, and keep moving. One trip won't change your life, but showing up daily, that's how things get built. So today, go make your trip. Just maybe don't go to the grocery store as often as Molly.
See you at the grocery store.
I think that's funny.
I love
that's what
that.
I do when I get bored. I'm like, why don't I play a little bit and create?
You are very playful. I love that about you.
Oh, thank you. All right, we're gonna get out of here. I don't know, do you have to do any like what for Friday the 13th or anything like that? Hopefully the doctor's appointment's okay.
Let's just keep you in our thoughts. And
she laughed for the rest vibes. The rest of the conversation, she laughed.
I know, she's like, I'm talking to a crazy person. Wow. Are you sure you need a CT scan? You want to see somebody in our psychiatry department?
She just sat and laughed at me as we're finishing scheduling this thing, but we'll see. It's going to be the same. I don't want to talk about it. I want to manifest anything. So yeah, there you go. That's it. All right. We're going to get out of here. Have a safe weekend. Don't forget employee of the month. The date? Also, we got something coming up here soon that you guys all need to know about. Some changes, stuff like that. I mean, it doesn't really affect you, only a few things. But we'll need your support on it as well. So we'll hit that up next week. But all right, have a good weekend. Molly, be good. And we'll see you Monday. Do yourself good.
Squirrel in my fro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on.